Welcome to the PRISM Education Center podcast. PRISM Education Center is a K-12 school committed to building principled leaders through sound values, solid culture, and strong community. PRISM Education Center is a Northgate school, and this is our podcast. Well, hello, PRISM High School students. This is your weekly podcast, and I am here today with a very special guest, Mrs. Lindsay Nichols.
Hello, everybody.
Lindsay, our high schoolers don't get to see you as often.
I know, it's really sad. Sometimes they wave at me through the window at lunch, and it makes me feel really special.
Oh, that's really nice. They should totally keep doing that.
It's very sweet when they do that.
That's very sweet. Do you want to share with the high schoolers your big news?
Yes. We have some very exciting news, and many of you have been wondering, but it is now official. Baby Nichols is a baby boy.
So exciting.
We are so excited.
It is so exciting.
I know I shouldn't do that thing where you like assume your kids will like love basketball or something just because they're a boy, but
you're doing that a
little
bit.
I'm not going to lie. As soon as I found out, I was like, okay, awesome. He's going to love prison basketball and he's going to just like be awesome. I thought about all of our basketballers just
nice
helping raise him up in the ways of the Prison Bears.
You know, when Lindsay was a teacher, she was in a class up until the very last year of teaching. You always had these boy-dominated classes.
Always. I didn't even know what to do with the girls in my last year of teaching. It was 50-50 split my last year in the classroom. And I remember being like, wow, I don't know what to do with any of these girls.
Yeah.
I've never really taught girls. Always been boys.
And before that, it had been like 9 out of 10 were boys.
Yeah, for years.
For years. Yeah. So Lindsay has had a lot of experience with young boys. We're super pumped for
excited.
Her. It's not what we're going to talk about in today's podcast.
No, sorry, guys.
Yeah. Today, we're going to talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart, and that is the value of being a participant.
Ah, I'm sure you guys have heard that phrase once or twice
before. If you're
new
to PRISM, you might not have heard it before. If you're old to PRISM, you know that I used to tell my kids, hey, Newcombs are participants. We participate. We are the people that join in on the fun. And I just, you know, you've probably been in a place where you see people who you're like in a big group and there's always people who just kind of take the bull by the horns and they light up the room, they engage with people. When they say who we need to volunteer or we need someone
first to raise their hand,
they're always the first to raise their hand. And I think there's a real sense that that's a specific personality type. And at PRISM, we want to debunk that myth. Consider it debunked. You are a participant.
That's right.
You are a PRISM scholar, you are a participant. And I wanted Lindsay to be here because Lindsay was she was a college student when we started PRISM, and she would come and work in our after-school program. And in that first summer at PRISM, it started off, there were like 10 kids at the school in the springtime. We were doing an after-school program, and then we opened it up to the summer. And we didn't know if anyone would even show up to our private school when it started in the fall. And when that first summer hit, a lot of people came to summer program because people need summer child care. We were over there by the U of A. So a lot of people came, and parents told us that what happened to their kids in that summer was life-changing and made—
And it was. Clear.
We saw it. We saw kids really changing and becoming bolder and becoming—
Some of the students who are still here are now in high school.
Yeah. And it was really kind of awesome to watch that change happen. And at the end of the summer, we sat down and said, hey, we're about to start a private school. You know, everything before that had been a pilot program. And we said, what are the things that have made this difference? What are the different values? What are the different experiences, structures in our culture that made this difference? Because we don't ever want it to be any different than that. And so, Lindsay, why don't you share some of the things that we saw?
Yeah, I would say a couple of the standouts to me, both in that summer and leading into the first PRISM school year, the comments from the teachers and the parents, I think they were always standout, was that the oldest students of PRISM were always seen in this light of service and always engaged, always looking. I know at that point in time, I can't even remember who all the oldest students were. And when I say oldest, we weren't high school.
They were
then.
Like seventh graders.
Yeah, we were like middle school. And it wasn't like 10 seventh graders. It was like 1 seventh grader, a sixth grader, 2 eighth graders. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a real mix, but you wouldn't know that.
Right.
It was just such a sense of community.
Yeah.
And everyone— it was just clear everyone put aside their preferences to be friends with each other. A lot of those people were related to each other and maybe didn't want to be in the same class.
Right.
But you wouldn't have known that. It was not clear. There was never, you know, from the teacher's perspective and from the parents looking in, there was never this thing of kids wanting to do something different or being bored or being it just, those students that we had in those first few years are just like, yeah, I'll jump into whatever that opportunity is. You would like me to take out the trash? Great. I'd love to.
Right.
And then people just looking. I feel like we saw a lot. The students just looking for opportunities to connect to other students too. Students younger than them, students older than them. And just jumping in, even now at the, I give preschool tours and, I guess not now because of COVID, but even last year when we would have service learners, for example, in the classrooms, it would be a huge selling point to parents.
Right.
They'd be like, I've never seen high schoolers like this. Right. You know, the TLX, the Teen Leadership Academy, they would call us and be like, your kids are different. They jump in, they participate. They're not insecure.
Yeah. Rosie got nominated for,
they're not on their phones. The that was always a huge thing. Like,
when we
not
would go to track
phones.
Meets. Yeah. Even last year, when, well, not last year, the last time we had track meets pre-COVID, that was one of the things. I remember the custodial staff came and talked to me and said, we've not, your kids are just having such a great time with each other. We're not, they're
even
not
when,
on their
like
phones.
When we're losing games, I think that's another standout moment is like, our kids don't quit. Like, we've never quit when we start losing a basketball game or still, a volleyball game or a track meet. There's an extreme amount of participation both from the crowd and those that are watching.
Right.
And the attitudes of the players. Just, I think, I mean, it is a huge standout, I think, to this community. And when I get calls from parents, I mean, usually it's, if I get calls at the middle school and high school level, it's because they saw a PRISM student somewhere.
Right.
I saw this girl that worked at Old Navy. I met this kid at a basketball game and it blew my mind how, you know, how they were participating or their attitude or, and those things just massively, again, that's, if I get a call from a parent, it's almost always because they've seen one of our students out in public or passed by us and seen something in our high school that's like, wow, I want that for my kid.
So we have a lot of new people here and I just want to say welcome to the club.
Yeah, welcome.
It's, it's not optional to be a participant at this school. It's not optional to be someone who engages with things. And I think when our oldest students engage, when they do the silly dances at the assembly, they do, you know, it creates an environment where it's safe for everybody to do it. Everybody's like, well, they're doing it, so I'm going
to
do it.
Yeah, and everyone looks to the older students here. Everyone. Yeah.
So I really want to encourage people. And I think it really is a point where you have to push against the trend of the age. And the trend of the age is non-participation.
Yeah.
My husband talks to me all the time about just interacting with people. And he's always, he doesn't work with teenagers. He doesn't work with high schoolers. And so he'll talk about like going somewhere and he'll always note when people like look him in the eye, shake his hand. Mm-hmm. And he also always notes when they don't. And he talks about how it seems like disengagement is the trend of the time, that it's almost cool to be disengaged. Mm-hmm. And that's not true here. Nope. And so I really want to encourage students, be engaged when we're in class and we ask for feedback, jump in. And I am amazed at the difference that that makes in students' perception and their attitudes and how they feel in their connectivity to things. But it is a choice you have to make. It's not something that's...
It's not a personality.
No. And I think some people think, well, so-and-so's born with that and so-and-so's not, and I'm not maybe, or I see her and that seems so natural. It is a choice. And even if it may come more naturally to others to choose that or be more comfortable to others, everyone has a responsibility to make the choice to be engaged and participate. And if we all participate, then we all get to just have fun.
Yeah, and just make such a better environment. I mean, I've seen a lot of comments from teachers recently talking about standout moments in their classes where
everyone
this student, you know, this student engaged and it changed everything.
Yeah.
And the whole environment of the room shifted and the discussion was rich. And don't we all want to go to a school like that where the discussion is rich and outside when we're eating lunch, we're having pleasant conversations and we're not grumpy and everyone wants that. But I do think we take advantage sometimes of those that are maybe a little bit more comfortable putting themselves out there.
Right.
And not realizing we all have a part to play in making this environment great. And it only takes one to make it not great.
Yeah, it does.
It does. Yeah, I mean, it's the truth.
Lump on a log can kind of ruin the whole thing. So we need everybody. We can't have, you know, 80%. We have to have everybody joining in, engaging, and being a part. So I really want to encourage the high schoolers this week to think about what engagement looks like for you. And it means, I'll just tell you some concrete examples. You know, talking in class, giving feedback when the teacher asks, being a part of a group and just jumping in. I want to share two stories really quick before we close off here. My mom tells a story that I think is really powerful about going into an environment where she was kind of a newer person, and she was part of this environment for years, and then she, but always kind of felt a little bit on the outside. And one day she realized that she was acting like a guest in a place that she was actually supposed to act like a host. And she started acting like she was the hostess instead of the guest. Mm-hmm. And she said that that choice, that act to be the person to reach out to other people, be the person to greet people, it really shifted her paradigm. Yeah. And she realized, I'm a part. And I want to encourage everybody at PRISM, you're the host. Yep. You're the hostesses. This is your school. You are the owners of this school. This is not Miss Misty's school or Miss Misty's mm-hmm. job or Miss Lindsay's school. It is your school. And so I want each and every one of you to act like the host and the hostess. And that might feel uncomfortable the first time you make mm-hmm. that decision, but each time you make that decision afterwards, it's going to be more and more comfortable.
Yeah. She calls it being a there you are person yes. instead of a here I am person. Yes. I've heard her describe it. Yeah. The group of girls I lead at church, I always tell them that. We are people who say, there you are, instead of here I am, and yeah. waiting for Serve people me, be, to come yeah. to you.
Greet me, tell
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but instead putting,
yeah.
seeking people out.
And I think that that really aligns with what we've been talking about, that in a values-based organization, we're not self-focused. We don't make decisions based off what benefits us. We're not even simply morally focused, where right. we make what's a decision that's right for the people in our immediate surrounding. We are values-based. Mm-hmm. And that means we make a decision for the good of the whole culture of the school, yeah. all of society, which for us, society really is the PRISM community
right
now, right here. And so the thing that's best for us, for all of us, is when each of you makes a decision to be a there you are type of person, makes a decision to be the host or hostess. And so I want to encourage you guys, buck the trend. Do mm-hmm. not conform to yeah. the world around you that says teenagers are disengaged. Be someone who's engaged. Be someone who's positive and really take ownership of this. This is your school. This is your place. Come and own it. Come and lead others inside of that. So that's our encouragement this week. And, we're really hoping to have other students come and join us, not just our alumnus, but I thought with Lindsay's big news, what a great day to have Lindsay
perfect day to come.
As our guest here. So, all right, guys, until next week.
See you then.
Participate. All right. Bye-bye.
This podcast is a production of PRISM Education Center. You can subscribe to this podcast through any platform you access quality podcasts, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Find out more about PRISM Education Center by visiting our website at www.prismeducationcenter.org.